Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were there. It's mailbag time. Drew Doherty here. And remember, if you send in a question and it's the best question of the mailbag, you get some Texans lottery scratch-off tickets. So, hey, get to work because I've been working. So let's answer some of your questions. Chato Lide, who he's won before, but you're not winning today, but it is a good question. Is there any cap space left after JJ's new contract? Keep up the hard work because it pays. Thanks for investing in some megawatt action. Well, there will be cap space, even though the Texans don't release the terms, but yes, there will be cap space left. John Inskipped has this. Do you know the Muffin Man? No, I do not know the Muffin Man.
The Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man!
Roberto Guerrero Nahara has this. Why Mallet over Keenum? And first of all, correction, it's not Ryan Mallet. It's Rion Maillet.
The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
But to answer your question, Bill O'Brien on Wednesday said trading for Mallet was the best decision for the football team, for improving the football team, and that's why they went that way. Pretty generic, pretty basic answer, but that's what he said. That's what the head coach wants. Chris Royal wants to know, what side of town has a Sonic and Papa John's on the same block so I can get my free slush and half-price pizza after we smash the Skins? Google!
That was easy.
Damon D. Udo has this. Do you think Alfred Blue can have a productive role?
Blue, you're my boy!
I do. I've been really impressed with what Alfred Blue did during the preseason. Did during the preseason. That was a mistake on my part, not yours. It was a good question. Liked what he did in August. He was a rugged, rugged runner going into the end zone, you know, going between the tackles. I can't wait to see what he does. Barry Terrell, or is it Terrell? He has this. My question for Drew, is it vodka or rum you were drinking this morning before you made this video? You have definitely gotten comfortable in your job, and it shows. Well, thanks for that, and I didn't drink anything other than maybe some Diet Coke and some water.
You're drinking the wrong water.
My boss, Mark Vandermeer, said to let it rip on this segment, so I'm letting it rip. And thanks for the compliment, even though it doesn't take liquid courage to make me get more comfortable. Oh boy, this one's some egg on my face. Tony Fulco has this. I was picked as a runner-up question that you read on air. I asked, before we had a starting QB, if Ryan Mallet, Rion Maillet, was the best available QB for the Texans. I was shot down in your response. Now that we have acquired Ryan Mallet, do you think he will be the starter by week 3? No is the answer to that question, but you were right, man. You called it. I was very quick to shoot you down, and I'm very, very sorry. So I hope you'll take this olive branch in the form of Texas lottery tickets, scratch-offs, and I hope you win some money, man, because Tony, you earned it. You're the winner this week. Do one of these for yourself and high fives all around. Oh, man, was that fun. I can't wait till you send in some more questions for me on next week's mailbag.